Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2086, What 7 Years of Intentional Eating Taught Me, by Heather Ardema with NoSidebar.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. What 7 Years of Intentional Eating Taught Me, by Heather Ardema with NoSidebar.com. I'm asked fairly often, what the heck do you eat for breakfast? Gone are the days of quickly pouring a bowl of cereal or grabbing a bagel on the go. 7 years ago, I made a conscious effort to change what I ate. I went from a diet full of processed foods to a whole food style of eating. Why the change? My health had been deteriorating, and my doctor wanted to slow the deterioration with methotrexate. I did a little Google research and didn't like what I read. I couldn't get past lymphoma as a possible side effect. I knew I wanted to heal, and I realized I'd have to participate in my own rescue for that to happen. So, after much procrastination, I crossed my fingers and embraced the idea that food equals medicine. Changing my eating habits was not easy. My greatest fear was what to do for breakfast. I asked a few friends who had already converted to a whole foods regimen what they did for their first meal of the day. Their answers didn't excite me. I heard about heating up canned pumpkin or dinner for breakfast. Who has time to do that? I was fixated on grab and go. When someone mentioned scrambled eggs and bacon, I laughed. This was weekend restaurant fare to me. I wanted to drop out before I had even started my Whole Foods experiment. Thank goodness I didn't. My health has greatly improved, and I'm stronger and leaner than I've been in decades. Curious about changing your diet? Don't procrastinate like I did. Just do it. What was I scared of? Failing. Not having enough time and energy to succeed. So, what have I learned over the last 7 years? 1, how we spend our time is a choice. I choose to prioritize a nutrient-dense breakfast over hitting the snooze button. Eating a whole foods breakfast will take slightly more work and effort than pouring and consuming a bowl of cereal. Yet the health payoff is huge. Steady energy, laser focus, and a full tummy for hours. It's not extravagance or luxury. It's self-preservation. 2, be mindful of your mindset. Before I started the experiment, the idea of cooking overwhelmed me. The conversation in my head was, it may be possible, but it's too difficult. After just 3 days of my new food plan, my mindset shifted to, it may be difficult, but it's possible. 3, processed foods encourage passivity. I was on autopilot for decades. Pour the cereal into the bowl doesn't require much brain power, nor does it give you much brain power. Once I started eating whole foods, I had more energy to focus on the things I cared about most. 4, attention and intention are gifts. With a little planning, you'll experience a greater connection to what you're eating and more moments of appreciation for the meal in front of you. There are 168 hours in a week. I gift myself and my family 30 minutes of those 168 hours to flip through cookbooks so that we are well-nourished throughout the week. 5, cultivating a new skill takes practice. I was not born a natural cook. In fact, 7 years ago, I was clueless in the kitchen. Boil water? How do you do that? So I had to roll up my sleeves and practice. We've eaten a lot of mistakes over the years, but with each mistake, I've come closer to the cook that I am today. Interested in knowing my go-to breakfast? It's not canned pumpkin. What do I find delicious? Sauteed veggies, 2 soft-boiled eggs, and an avocado. This is a breakfast that takes me 9 minutes to prepare and 6 minutes to enjoy. I'm sure I could devour it in 3 minutes, but I'm working hard on slowing down and savoring my meals. Want more breakfast ideas? The following are all quick and easy as long as you do a little food prep ahead of time. Monday, 2 hard-boiled eggs, an avocado, and a large spoonful of raw sauerkraut. Tuesday, beef jerky and a smoothie. Think a smoothie feels too complicated? A clever client gave me this hack. When you come home from the grocery store, split up your veggies into 5 portions. Place those portions in separate bags. Each morning, grab a veggie bag out of the fridge, toss in a blender, add your choice of liquid, add 1 serving of fruit, and blend. Wednesday, coconut chia pudding, trail mix, and cucumber slices. Thursday, sauteed bok choy and rainbow chard, 2 fried eggs, and an avocado. Friday, a bowl of zucchini noodles with a few spoonfuls of kimchi, an avocado, and some diced ham. Difficult times cause us to grow the most. I took a big step out of my comfort zone, slowed way down, and dove deep into my whole foods experiment. I haven't had to go on methotrexate, and cooking no longer feels difficult, so I deem it a roaring success. There are many places where renewal and truth can happen. For me, it's been in the kitchen. You just listened to the post titled, What 7 Years of Intentional Eating Taught Me, by Heather Ardema with nosidebar.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I could very much relate to Heather's experience. For me, for the longest time, food was automatic. What I mean by that is there wasn't a whole lot of variety, and I went for the easiest, most convenient foods, whether that be fast food, frozen meals, canned, you name it. And like Heather, my health was deteriorating. I got sick, had to be placed on medications that also increased my risk for other diseases. And so I had to make a conscious effort to not do that anymore, and it's tough. I procrastinated too. It wasn't like I woke up one morning and said, I'm going to eat better today. It was a slow process. I never used to eat breakfast, but eventually I started eating half a banana for breakfast, and then it became a whole banana. Then it became a whole banana with Cheerios. You get the idea, but again, that didn't happen overnight. It took some time, even to just get to that bowl of cereal. But what I'm learning is, just like with investing money today, when we invest in ourselves, like eating nutritiously, putting in the time for exercise, we'll reap the benefits later. Your future self will thank you for putting in that time right now, for doing these behaviors today. Your future self will thank you for it. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you for listening today and every day, and I'll be back with our usual Sunday bonus episode in just a second, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.